Hello and welcome to No One Is Illegal Radio, broadcasting out of Ryerson University, CKLN 88.1 FM. We have a great show lined up for you today. We'll be beginning with headlines, followed by an interview with Sheila Hewlett about art and resistance, and that will be followed by OCAP Radio at 6:30, where they will be speaking with the Women's Coordinating Committee of Chile about the Mapuche hunger strike. But first, with the headlines.
Democracy Now! Democracy Now! Is reporting that the crisis in Pakistan is growing as advancing floodwaters have forced more people to abandon their homes. On Thursday, the flooding devastated new areas of southern Punjab province, home to half of Pakistan's 170 million people. Over 500,000 people have been evacuated and 250,000 homes destroyed so far. The death toll remains at over 1,600, but is expected to rise. The United Nations says over 4 million people in Pakistan have been affected by the flooding, which it calls a major catastrophe.
An unknown number of civilians have been killed in a U.S.-led NATO bombing in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. Afghan witnesses say that the victims were in a house and a group of parked vehicles when they were struck by NATO missiles. NATO says it was responding to an insurgent fire after an operation in the region. Witnesses say that civilian death toll could be anywhere between a dozen to 32. The deaths come as the Afghan government has put a number of Afghan civilians killed in a U.S. Marine attack in the Helmand province last month at 39. The victims were inside a house where Taliban fighters had taken up positions on the roof. The U.S. contends the civilian toll is far lower, at six deaths.
The oil giant BP says its latest attempt to seal the Gulf of Mexico oil spill appears to be working. We've heard that before. The static kill operation forces heavy synthetic fluid called drilling mud down into the well. Earlier today, BP announced that the pressure in the well appears to be stabilizing. The news comes as the government has admitted the well was leaking as much as 12 times the amount of oil it originally claimed. According to new estimates from government scientists, 62,000 barrels of oil were gushing from the well at the oil spill's peak, compared to initial estimates at the time of just 5,000 barrels a day. Closer to home, an Enbridge pipeline that runs towards Sarnia, Ontario, leaked 3 million liters of oil into Battle Creek in southern Michigan, threatening the Kalamazoo River and the Great Lakes in one of the worst spills in the history of the Midwest.
A dense smog from raging wildfires has enveloped Moscow, grounding flights at the city's airports and causing many residents and tourists to wear face masks. Airborne pollutants such as carbon monoxide have been registered at four times higher than average readings, the worst seen to date in the Russian capital, as temperatures rose close to 40 degrees Celsius. The Emergencies Ministry said more than 500 separate blazes were burning nationwide on Friday, mainly across western Russia. At least 52 people have died and 2,000 homes have been destroyed in the fires.
In Vancouver, a crowd of 30 gathered outside the Ministry of Child and Family Development office on August 3rd to protest the ongoing cultural occupation of Aboriginal families via the foster care system. Quote, "They're trying to beat the native out of us," end quote, Jennifer Sullivan put aptly. Sullivan is a survivor of the foster care system and called attention to the myriad of issues such as cultural genocide and abuse that comes from the current system. "We need more Native people to be foster parents," she said. The group was originally called together by the Downtown East Side Power of Women and included several First Nations speakers that talked about the heartbreaking stories of going through the foster care system or of having children taken away from them that were never heard of again. Quote, "I don't know how they're helping families by tearing them apart," end quote, said Bill Chu of Canadians for Reconciliation Society. "The current foster care system represents a continuation of the assimilationist residential school system, and it needs to be changed."
Meanwhile, here in Toronto, the intense police repression we saw during the G8 G20 summit continues as the OPP have warned two alleged G20 protest, quote, ringleaders, Leah Henderson and Alex Hundred, that their recent media interviews are a violation of bail conditions not to organize, participate, or advise protests. On the morning of July 28, OPP officers called their sureties and threatened to re-jail them if they persist in speaking to the media. Leah and Alex were released on bail on Monday, July 19th, 3 weeks after they were arrested at gunpoint in a preemptive nighttime raid on their home in Toronto. Quote, "There could hardly be a clearer indication that the police are trying to silence the voices of these organizers at all costs. Alex and Leah refused to be intimidated from speaking out about their experiences and the daily injustices perpetrated against our society's most marginalized communities," says Farah Shahidi, their supporter and the member of an Ontario of the Ontario Public Interest Research Group Toronto. Cynthia Wright, who's a professor at York University, adds, "The mass arrests and the targeting of activists raises serious issues about the criminalization of dissent as we confront the deepening austerity on a global basis. These instances make visible the power of the police and governments to continue acting with impunity."
In related news, the police are continuing their witch hunt against community organizers who participated in the G20 mobilizations. Just yesterday, another community organizer was taken into custody in southwestern Ontario. In collaboration with Waterloo Regional Police, officers from the Toronto Police Services arrested Indigenous rights advocate Ryan Rainville on charges of mischief over 5,000 and assault police. They appeared at the house in Waterloo, where Rainville had been staying since being released from custody on other G20-related charges. Friends of Rainville describe him as deeply thoughtful and committed advocate for the rights of First Nations people, as well as a very caring individual. Members of the Toronto Community Mobilization Network decried the arrest, stating that it is part of a continuing attempt to intimidate community organizers. Police took Rainville to 52 Division in Toronto and stated that he was to appear in room 206F at the 2201 Finch Street Courthouse at 2 p.m. this afternoon. That's it for our headlines this evening on Word of Mouth Friday with No One is Illegal Radio. Before we get to our feature interview on art and resistance with Sheila Hewlett, first let's go to a musical track that's also on the same theme. It's by a Detroit artist named Invincible. The song is called Shapeshifters. There's a really great line in it where she says, "Music is not a mirror to hold up to society. It's a hammer with which to shape it." And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So let's first throw to that track, and then we'll get to the feature interview.
Music's not a mirror to reflect reality. It's a hammer with which we shape it. Yeah, to all my crate diggers, we the shapeshifters. The fire flame spitters, we the shapeshifters. To all my freight bombers, rake fitters, mic stage rippers, tell them get they weight bigger. We the shapeshifters. To all my crate diggers, we the shapeshifters. To all the plate spinners, we the shapeshifters. To all the freight bombers, rake fitters, mic stage rippers, tell them get they weight bigger. We the shapeshifters. Man, I hate, but I hate bigots. Especially the ones who make 8 digits. His maid underpaid and watches making a steak dinner underwear of the tears. He wonders why the tastes bitter. Caught the itis, heavy eyelids, sink too deep to wake him in his dream state, cleans place, and his feet are aching. Leans way side to side, chemicals make his hands spill. Realize he's seeing through her eyes, but he can't feel. Pillow only, billow pass, wishing he was middle class. At least cooks a feast, pours a drink, but he can't sip the glass. Mental telepathy, possess him with a recipe to make him feel some empathy. Here's the thing, to set us free. Back in his own bed, sunlight is spilt. Between the window blinds, he then decides to write his will. Their lives are intertwined, him and this young lady. Give away his whole fortune, did a 180. To all my crate diggers, we the shapeshifters. The fire flame spitters, we the shapeshifters. To all my freight bombers, break fitters, mic stage rippers, tell them get they weight bigger. We the shapeshifters. To all my crate diggers, we the shapeshifters. To all the plate spinners, we the shapeshifters. To all the freight bombers, break fitters, mic stage rippers, tell them get they weight bigger. We the shapeshifters. A great plague crept into the space age, transmitting hate rate, climate change. My brigade was sensor sharper than laser rays, equipped with 88 keys and 808 bass. To save the whole homo sapien race, 21 hours, 180 minutes, shorter than 8 days. To prepare for the events about to take place, invading with a treatment and aiming at point blank range. Injected by your form, undetected to the forces who are hoarding resources to make a quarter. We gain our supporters, going door to door to reconnect the cords from the brain to the aorta. Stop, nothing shorter, everyone understanding that all the powers within them to counteract this. United, never defeated, long as the fight is strategic, self-reliance and sound is a tactic. To all my crate diggers, we the shapeshifters. The fire flame spitters, we the shapeshifters. To all my freight bombers, break fitters, mic stage rippers, tell them get they weight bigger. We the shapeshifters. To all my crate diggers, we the shapeshifters. To all the plate spinners, we the shapeshifters. To all the freight bombers, break fitters, mic stage rippers, tell them get they weight bigger. We the shapeshifters. Take a deep breath, only 1 week left. Oxygen levels lowering with each step. Business tycoon, send us typhoon, seem to mic's bloom. Now we only down to 5 moons. School's closing, breaking in the pop the locks. Cops, mates, babies crying on their eye socket slots. Get away, high speed chase, shoot lead the way. Round up the DJs, only down to 3 days. And survival hinges on the model that the knowledge is within us. Make the cynical wake up, change the chemical makeup. Plagues, energy fade into a vague memory. The last is the fast.